welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And I can promise you then, you'll always be my best friend. Till the end when we part, I will give you my heart. And I promise to love you with all that it
On the air with Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. Victoria? Is it Victoria? New kind of a dog, a Vic Terrier.
You're kind of a dog.
Thanks.
That's kind of a
Well,
hush.
That's
okay.
Weird.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm in a weird place today for whatever the reason. There's Jennifer's voice, there's Victoria's voice, there's Kara's voice, here's my voice. We have the voice of the people. We're going to talk about how to get rid of your aches and pains. And I know the ladies are thinking, okay, well, we just shut Doug's microphone off. That takes care of that ache and that pain. We're all
that
set
lower
now.
Extremity pain.
All right. So I want to talk about some people. First, the best thing to come out of the soap opera from the weekend is Ken Bone. He said he had 7 Twitter followers, and 2 of them were his grandmother the day before. He got on to the national television asking that question with his red sweater, heavyset fella, if you didn't remember his name. And now he has thousands of Twitter followers. Isn't it amazing how social media works?
Mm-hmm.
How
many sort of our social media phenomenon?
Yeah, right. So how many of the people following us on Twitter at DJV Show are talking about Ken Bone? Do we have any fans of Ken Bone on our Facebook or our Twitter page?
We hadn't actually tweeted anything about Ken Bone, but I tweeted this morning about him, and we've gotten some retweets already. So Ken Bone is like the new internet star.
Yeah, it'll work for a little while. What does he do for a living? Did that come out?
I don't know if anyone actually knows anything other than the reason he was wearing his red sweater is because he had an olive green suit on and he didn't realize he had gained 30 pounds. He got into his car to drive to the debate.
He didn't realize that he gained 30 pounds?
Yeah. He split his pants. He literally split his pants in the car, and the only thing he could wear was the red sweater
In
the car.
So you go with the red sweater.
How sweet is that? All right, so that's his story. How many people know who Shailene Woodley is?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's the actress in Snowden, amongst other things. Arrested yesterday.
I don't think she wears deodorant either, right? Isn't she sort of crazy like that?
I think she's a little crunchy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh? You're described as crunchy if you don't use granola?
I mean, no.
You don't, yeah, like a deodorant. Crunchy granola chick.
You don't use deodorant?
Yeah. You're like a crunchy granola chick.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, she's the lady who stars as Snowden's love interest. Arrested yesterday protesting the construction of the Dakota pipeline. She streamed her arrest on Facebook. Actually, it was on live. She's being charged with criminal trespassing. The only criminal activity out there, as far as I'm concerned, is what they're doing to the Indians, the natives, whatever you want to call them. And this the pipeline, the Dakota Access Pipeline, supposed to carry hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil a day from the North Dakota oil fields down to Illinois. The problem is it runs near a Native American reservation, and they say it would threaten their water supply, and there seems to be some credible evidence that that, in fact, would be the case.
Yeah.
One of the outrages about this is how little attention it has gotten until the last few weeks. I think I was the only one on the radio talking about it. Nobody really paying any attention to what's going on there. This Shailene Woodley was a mere few feet from her RV. The cops grabbed her by the jacket and told her to stop what she was doing. She was put under arrest. Quote, she wrote on her Twitter account or Facebook, I'm not sure where this showed up, but why am I being arrested and nobody else here is? Police pointed to the group of, she was, is it because I'm famous, she said, is it because people know who I am? The police officer confirmed that she was identified.
Yeah.
Ryan Lochte, another name in the news. Apparently he's gotten himself engaged to a Playboy model. Do we know what this Kayla Ray Reed looks like? I don't know.
Watch out, Menza. Their kids are going to be coming for you.
I know, right? That's quite the brain trust.
Are we suggesting that neither of them are that bright? That what we're saying here?
I would never do that. Well, right. How could you suggest that?
So let's see. He surprised his bride with a private helicopter tour of Los Angeles, and then they landed on the shores of the Pacific Ocean, and he asked her to marry him. Isn't that sweet? Aww. Very nice.
After only meeting in a nightclub 8 or 9 months ago.
Yeah, yeah. This is where if this girl, I mean, look, I think it's obviously you'd be super excited that Ryan Lochte proposed to you, right? Mm. You'd be very happy. But wouldn't you think it's a little weird that he's in the middle of his rehab for his career, basically doing Dancing with the Stars, and now he's getting engaged and becoming the good family man?
Or is this part of his rehab?
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it lasts for a while. It makes for good headlines and interesting conversation.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This core star of the Big Red Machine went into the Hall of Fame on his first year of eligibility with a remarkable 96% of the vote. He's universally regarded among the best catchers of all time.
And a high fly ball, center field, it's gone!
So where is Johnny Bench now? Baseball fans who grew up in the 80s remember Johnny on the Emmy-winning Baseball Bunch. He also broadcast games for the Reds and CBS Radio. Today, he's a spokesman for Cincinnati's Fifth Third Bank, and he even finds time to work on a Harry Carey impression.
Everybody, come back again. Hey, we'll do this again next year. What do you say?
Not bad, Johnny. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Fake Green. Harris with you. According to the LA Times, a City of Los Angeles investigations uncovered evidence that vans dispatched by the college hospital chain have dumped as many as 150 mental patients on Skid Row in the last 2 years. One 32-year-old schizophrenic was dumped just after being diagnosed as dangerously delusional and paranoid. It's gotten so bad that California courts have issued a stop order to determine what's the proper place for commercial hospitals to dump mentally ill patients. Federal regulations require medical facilities to come up with a plan for follow-up care, but they don't order hospitals ever to make sure their discharge patients actually receive it. L.A., the second largest city in the U.S., seems to be spending as much time dumping patients as they are trying to heal them. Except in Hollywood, of course. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Many people believe today's media is biased, and to some degree, every organization is biased to perpetuate what they think is best for them. But if you know what you're looking for, you can spot bias. First, the social science of it. It's called the straw man argument. Complicated, but one easy way to spot this type of intentional bias is to listen up when television, radio, salespeople, or your best friend start their pitch with the phrase, "Some people say." After those three words, a false, misleading argument is usually inserted.
Just listen to what he has to say.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Biases everywhere, but you don't have to fall for it. When you hear another person begin a discussion with, "Some people say," bias may be in play, and you need to ask yourself, "Hey, why should I believe this?" More info at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
All right, quarter after the hour here. I have some exciting news. If you have aching bones and joints, I certainly am there, and I'm trying to take care of it in all kinds of ways. Let's see what kind of information we can all get to help ourselves out. Dr. Kai Winter is with us, the spokesperson for actually a clinical biologist, published several studies in peer-reviewed journals. Served as an adjunct professor in the Institute of Nutrition, Exercise, and Sports, so he's been around. Let's get to the heart of the matter here right away, Dr. Winter. The causes of bone pain, joint pain. Is it simple or is it complex?
In a way, you can say that pain from the hips and pain from the knee, it very often comes with age. You get older and your cartilage will get a little destroyed, and then the pain starts. So if we could generate something which could improve the cartilage, it would be a very good idea. You see, younger people, very often from doing intensive sport, they can have pain, but this is very often related to the muscles, not to the joints as such. Whereas elderly people, because of the cartilage slowly degenerating, they can have some pains from the joints directly.
So I'm a person who's gaining on years, I guess we all are. I also am a person who works out heavily. And so my muscles ache and my joints ache. So I think I have a little arthritis in my back. I think I've got a little, I don't have much arthritis, but I think I got some in my back and maybe hip.
Yeah.
If both of these things are bothering us, what do we do for relief?
Oh, well, I may have an idea. You see, there is a new product on its way into the U.S. area. It is GOPO, an all-natural supplement. And we have very interesting on GOPO, I must say.
So GOPO is made of what? What's the compound? Because this is there are people who don't like to take prescription medications. They want to do homeopathic things. Is that what this is?
You see, GOPO indeed is a molecule which was found in a certain version of Rosehip.
A molecule. So does this help?
Yeah.
To does it restore? Or is it just sort of, I don't mean, cover is not the right word for it, but I'm masking. I think that's part of the problem with people. They'll take anything to get rid of the pain and the ache, and sometimes the stuff just masks the problem. It doesn't fix it. Does this stuff fix it?
This is the magic bullet. I mean, GOPO works on the cartilage. We have done studies in Switzerland on human cartilage cells, and in the laboratory we have been able to show that GOPO in some way improves the cartilage cells to grow. So it means that we go and treat the reason for the pain. We do not kill the pain. I mean, GOPO is not a painkiller, but GOPO works for the reason for the pain, and therefore also you need to use GOPO for a little while so it get its time to restore the cartilage. It can take from 3 weeks to 3 months to do this. Mm-hmm. So you need to have a little patience. This is not a normal overnight painkiller.
One of the things that has been, I want to separate the difference between, let's say, glucosamine and chondroitin, that sort of thing, which isn't aimed at the pain. It's aimed at putting a supplement into your joints. But the GOPO is aimed at getting rid of the pain, if I'm understanding what you're saying.
No, GOPO indeed works on the cartilage.
Or
we
does.
Had the feeling that glucosamine and also chondroitin would be nice treatments for osteoarthritis for many years, because we know that glucosamine and chondroitin is a part of the cartilage. But after doing research for 15 years, we have found out that these components don't work that nicely.
Mm-hmm.
There was a huge paper in the British Medical Journal stating that the glucosamine and chondroitin did not work at all. It was as placebo in osteoarthritis.
Really?
So we need something new.
So GOPO is a uses rosehip. That's something that's been around for a while. How do we find information? Where do we go to get more info on GOPO, G-O-P-O?
Oh, you can go to the gowithgopo.com and you can find some of my papers there.
gowithgopo.com. All right, and some of your research is there. All right, got it. Thank you, Dr. Kai Winter, with a story on how you can get rid of your aches and pain. I'm going to try this stuff. It's 21 after the hour.